Question is asked in Halakha. The Gemara in Berachot says on Daf Nun Aleph, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, actually Daf Nun He, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Shlosha Devarim Mekatserim Yamav Ushnotav Shel Adam. Bar Menan, there are three things that Bar Menan can shorten a person's life. And one of them is Mishinotnim Lo Sefer Torah Lekro Ve'eno Koreh. They invite him to the Sefer Torah to go up, and he refuses. Kos shel beracha levarech ve'eno mevarech. Or they invite him to make zimun. Kos beracha, they say bechavuk, because the olden days, even today, when you make zimun, they would hold the kos. They invite him to make zimun, and he abstains. Or, I mean, he got small benabanut. A person, let's say, he uses his excessive control over the sibur. So the question is asked in halakha, does this apply bisman hazeh, this halakha? Now, why shouldn't it apply? So we have to understand the reason of the Gemara. Why shouldn't a person refuse? So it's talking about a case where a person's a guest by somebody's home. And the custom in the olden days was that the guest would make the Birkat HaMazon for everybody. Actually, the one that would make the Zimun, I should say, made the Birkat HaMazon out loud, and everybody else was Yotze. Now, by the guest making the Birkat HaMazon out loud, he's able now to add Birkat HaOreach. He can bless the host in his Birkat HaMazon. And we have a rule, Va'abarecha mebarechecha. Those that bless, get blessed. However, if he's going to refuse, so now the host is going to end up making the zimun, and he's going to be making the Birkat HaMazon out loud for anybody, and therefore the guest robbed the host from a blessing. And therefore, he's not going to get blessed. Therefore, Mekatzrim Yamav. So the question is, does that apply Bizman HaZeh? Now, Maran and Shulchan Aruch in Siman Resh Aleph brings this halakha. However, there's a very important Ben Ish Chai. The Ben Ish Chai at the end of Parashat Shelach, Halakha Chaf Dalet, says like this: Mi shnotnim lo kosh shel berkat hamazon ve'eno mevarech mekatzrim yamav. Mi hu ha'idana shenahagu bechol tefusot Yisrael shekol echad yevarech berkat hamazon le'atzmo. But in our day where everybody's making Birkat HaMazon anyway to himself, we're not being yotze with the mezamen's Birkat HaMazon, because even if the guest does not accept the zimun, he's still going to bless the Baal HaBayit, because he's still making a Birkat HaMazon to himself. So he's not robbing the host of the Baracha. So therefore the Ben Ish Chai says, "En baze hashash haniskar." That kol echad ve'echad mevarech ba'atzmo, u'mimela kol echad ve'echad yevarech gav ke le'bal ha'bayit, v'itkayem bo, v'abarecha mevarechecha, u'batel ta'am shel mekatzrin. And therefore the reason of mekatzrin, according to the Ben Ish Chai, does not apply today. So again, halakha l'maaseh, of course the Ben Ish Chai says, l'chata'ila v'day yirdof ahar mitzvah zu, gam bezman hazeh ki yikarai me'od. Which means really, if a person has the option to make the zimun and they're inviting him, could she accept it? Why should he refuse to do such a precious mitzvah? Especially with the kos berakah, where so many good things were said about it. But lemaaseh, if the guy refused for whatever reason, the curse of the Gemara, mikatzrin yamav, does not apply bizman hazeh. Because since the whole reason of mikatzrin yamav was why? Because he's stealing a berakah. Because now he's not going to make the Birkat HaMazon, he has to listen to the Baal HaBayit. So now the Birkat HaMazon is not going to be made to the host. But that's not so today. Today, even if he doesn't make Zimun, he still makes Birkat HaMazon, he can still say Birkat HaOreach. So therefore, halakha l'maaseh, don't refuse, but you don't have to worry if you didn't refuse that the Gemara's Chas V'Shalom words would come true. This is the opinion as well of the Chesed, the Alafim, as brought down in the Kaf HaChaim as well.